Business Mobile.
KO4HK.
Morning, Patrick. How are you today?
It's Monday morning. It's beautiful outside. I'm just enjoying the day.
Yep. I got a couple of calls to get to today. And should be a pretty decent day. I had a busy day Saturday. 6 calls to get to. Whew, I got them done.
And traffic over here in Easley is crazy this morning.
Well, you know what? I think, don't the kids start back to school soon, or did they already?
They've already started.
Oh, the traffic is crazy.
15 minutes trying to go, I don't know, 1/8 of a mile.
Jeez. Oy vey. Well, good luck to you in the traffic. I'm heading up to Inman. I got to go look at a job. Then I got 2 down in Greenville. One's an estimate, one's a repair, and then I'm done. Anyway, so we're going to be going back to that little place that we went to last week. We're heading back on Wednesday.
I hope you find more of the things you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring another friend of ours down. He's very much into that kind of stuff, so we're going to head down there, and it's going to be a bit cooler, I think. It's going to be like, what, 68 or 69 in the morning, so it'll be pretty decent.
Time of year to go, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. Have a nice day, get some lunch down here. Where did you guys eat when you were down here?
A little restaurant right there in town. I can't remember the name of it. Just as you come into Honey, a path, it's just in that little strip mall there, a little old section of town.
Oh, okay, because we found a place called the Biscuit Barn. And I tell you what, that was some good eats there.
Yeah, this is just like a little diner from Eaton 3, I guess.
How was the food, okay?
Bad spot over here.
I said, how was the food? Was the food and service okay?
Nothing to complain about at all. They served breakfast all day, too, so I enjoyed me some breakfast at lunchtime.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Excellent. All right, well, very good. today, like I say, it should be it's not 9 o'clock yet, so my phone isn't blowing up, but, you know, all is well so far.
It's supposed to be a little bit cooler this week, so hopefully you'll get a little bit of a reprieve.
Well, it won't be so hot out there for me working, so that's good. And, yeah, I get a little bit of a break, you know. Which is fine. You know, I think I may have an install on Thursday, but I just gotta get some pricing and get back to the customer today.
Nothing goes haywire there. I know I was talking to a customer of mine, and they were renovating their grandparents' old place, and we're talking about what it was going to cost to have AC put on the ground floor and the upper floor, and it was just astronomical.
Well, what is this a type of house that never had AC in it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can just imagine. I'm not a big fan of doing new installs like that. I just don't have the. It's a lot of work. And depending on, you know, you got to cut the floors out, you got to cut the ceilings, it's just, sometimes it's more of a pain.
Modeling the whole house, so they already had everything stripped out, and you could run chases inside the house, inside, is what he was telling me. And I think it was going to be like $60,000 or $80,000 for it, right? Crazy.
Oh, that's way too much. Oh, my goodness. How big is the house?
I don't remember the exact numbers. I could be wrong on how much it was going to cost, too. So, I mean, but I just thought, wow, I can't believe it's costing that much.
Is he local down here, or is he up by you?
Down here, and I don't know exactly where, but I know he's down here.
You know what to do. I don't want to mention it on the radio, but, you know what to do.
They've got it taken care of already, so they settled on somebody else that was much cheaper and got the ground floor done, so that at least that part of it was done.
Oh, good. Okay. Good deal. Good deal. All right. Good. Good. As long as they found somebody that's, you know, reliable and knows what the heck they're doing. Excellent.
There's one of my customers, the shop, they have AC in it, and they had all five of the units replaced on the roof, not far from where you live, so, but we won't mention any names. They spent $250,000 doing that, and now it's commercial, and they're big units, but then it wasn't right, they had to pay somebody else, I think $30,000 or $40,000 to come back and fix it.
Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I try and stay away from the commercial stuff also. I'll work on it, but I don't want to fool with it as far as replacing it or putting in new systems. I just, yeah, no. Got no interest in that.
That is just crazy. And here comes somebody on a motorcycle looking to lose his life. Passed me on the right-hand side of the road and three other cars and then cut through traffic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that. Anyway, Patrick, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to make a quick phone call. Got to get some pricing, and I will chat with you later, my friend. Have a good day. KO4HKX, KB2HXS.
Even that's good, because it's getting real scratchy over here for me. But good to talk to you today. Hope you have a productive day. KO4HKX, clear.
All right, you too, Patrick. Have a good day. Make some money. KB2HXS, clear.
KO4PXB. KO4PXB.